The prophet Samuel was told by God that he was to appoint a king over the people. Israel had always been a theocracy. God had been their ruler and their guide. But now the Israelites wanted to be like all the other nations and be governed by a king. There was a Benjamite, a wealthy man, whose name was Kish. He had a son named Saul, an impressive young man, without equal among the Israelites, a head taller than any of the others. Saul's father lost his donkeys, so he told his son to take a servant and go and look for them. The young man went through the hill country of Ephraim and continued his search in the territory of Benjamin, but the donkeys were not to be found. So he said to the servant, "Let's go back, or my father will start worrying about us." The servant suggested going to a nearby town where there was a well-known man of God. "Everything he says comes true," he said. "Perhaps he will tell us which way to take." Saul replied, "But we have no gift for him." The servant answered, "I have a little silver." They set out for the town, and as they were going up the hill towards it, some girls came out to draw water. They asked them, "Is the prophet here?" "He is," the girls replied. "He has just come to our town today to offer a sacrifice at the high place. If you hurry, you will find him before he goes up." They went on to the town, and as they were entering it, there was Samuel coming towards them. The day before, the Lord had told him that he would meet a man from the tribe of Benjamin, whom he was to anoint king of Israel. When Samuel caught sight of Saul, the Lord said to him, "This is the man who will govern my people." As they met in the gateway, Saul asked the prophet where the seer's house was. "I am the seer," Samuel replied. "Go up ahead of me to the high place, for today you are to eat with me, and I will tell you all that is in your heart. In the morning you may go on your way." Then Samuel said something that astonished the young man. "To whom is all the desire of Israel turned, if not to you and your father's house?" Saul replied, "Why do you say such a thing to me? I come from the smallest tribe of Israel, and my family is the least among the clans." Samuel brought Saul and his servant to the hall and made the young man sit in the place of honor. Saul dined with Samuel that day, and the best piece of meat was given to him. Early the next morning, the prophet sent the young man on his way and accompanied him to the edge of the town. "Tell the servant to go on ahead," he said. "I have a message from God for you." When they were alone, Samuel took a flask of oil, poured it on Saul's head and kissed him, saying, "Has not the Lord anointed you leader over his inheritance?" Then the prophet told Saul that three things would happen to him on his way home. First, he would meet two men who would tell him that the donkeys had been found and that his father was worried about him. Then he would run across three men carrying three young goats, three loaves of bread and a skin of wine. "They will offer you two loaves of bread," said the prophet, "which you will accept." After that, he would see a procession of prophets coming down from the high place with musical instruments. "They will be prophesying," said Samuel. "The Spirit of the Lord will come upon you in power, and you too will prophesy, and will be changed into a different person. Then do whatever you think fit, for God is with you." Before leaving him, the prophet told Saul to go to Gilgal, where there was to be a sacrifice. He was to wait there 7 days until Samuel came and told him what to do. On the way home, God changed Saul's heart, and all the signs the prophet had announced were fulfilled. When the young man met the procession of prophets at Gibeah, the Spirit of God came upon him in power, and he too began to prophesy. Those who knew him were amazed and said, "What has happened to the son of Kish? Is he also a prophet?" On arriving home, Saul's uncle asked him where he had been. The young man replied that he had been looking for the lost donkeys and had met the prophet Samuel. But he said nothing about the kingship. Next episode, Saul's first victory.